Hi, I'm John David Miller, and this is YesWise Insights. Today's topic is Summer Surprises, presented by Natural Health Enterprises at reallywell.com, where we have natural health information, Northern Edge organic flaxseed, superfoods, air water purifiers, and other important health items. Well, let's talk about the issues that we might be facing this summer. What surprising events and news are on the verge of getting our attention? The number and range of possibilities suggest there will be significant issues to handle, such as environmental issues. Now, there's also already reports of cool weather for the summer due to the volcanoes that have gone off in parts of the world that are submitting ash clouds high in the atmosphere and spreading around the globe. We've already seen fairly cool weather on the late spring here, and a significant drought in our area, although there have been other issues in other areas, such as the fires in Canada and floods and tornadoes in other areas. But all these boil down to significant crop destruction, and much of the weather can be manipulated by geoengineering, creating many of these issues: drought, fires, floods, earthquakes as well, and we might see some of those. There's always that possibility. Poisons in the environment, from agriculture, from the medicines and shots that people got. There's poisons in the water like fluoride and chlorine. So we always have these poisons in our environment to deal with. There may be a new false pandemic. They're already talking about Marburg and swine flu and so on. So they might run us into another one of those, maybe not till the fall, but could happen sooner. And then another round of projected toxic shots. The World Health Organization has taken control of the nation's ability to determine for themselves whether their population will be subjected to these. And we need to really stop that from happening, because something like that could generate a lot of increased illnesses over what we have already. Then there are also technological issues potential, such as a cyber attack. There's always that threat, and constantly groups behind the scenes attempting to hack and take out different systemic computer networks and so on. Or there even could be an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse, especially if war escalates, which we'll talk about in a moment. But an electromagnetic pulse could also come from the sun shooting out a coronal mass ejection, and the sun is behaving more erratically than it has in our past lives. And here we have a possibility of a power outage, then, where all technological equipment of any kind of electronic nature could be zapped to the point where nothing works. No computers, no electricity in your home, no heat, no air conditioning, even potentially a communication blackout. And then there's always the ET alien threat, which the insiders reported to us years ago would be the last card that the cabal would try to play as they desperately try to protect their effort to take over control of all of us even more than they have already. And then we also have the political and economic issues. Now, the Ukraine war is not as being reported in our news media. Ukraine has suffered great losses in their population put into the war, and the tide of the war is going against them. If NATO and the NATO countries, even individually, put more effort into the war, more weapons, more troops, that could escalate. On the other hand, Russia hasn't really committed their full-blown army. They've been using proxies in war mercenaries, I guess we'll say, mercenary groups, to fight much of the war. So if they really escalated, they may push all the way through Europe to topple some of these puppet governments that are acting just as puppets of the cabal based in Switzerland, the Vatican, London, and Washington, D.C., as their major centers of power. And then a political shock could occur where, you know, we have, of course, political campaigns and new people introducing themselves to a campaign. We also have criminal issues among candidates and even our president, supposed president, who may be just an actor. But we have that potential for the political establishment of Washington, D.C. to be taken out or replaced due to criminal activity, including the fact that they've operated a false United States for decades, really, since last 1800s, when the corporate United States was set up after the Civil War. We haven't had the real United States that we are taught about all through our lives, and something new may come along that will shock all of us. Or there could be a dollar shock, as the dollar is being rejected around the world, and even though still in use, could come to a sudden stop as they print more fake dollars trying to stem this off. That could also foster great inflation, which again is a diminishment in the value of the dollar. Also, we have the potential for more bank failures, even bigger banks than have fallen before, and ultimately an economic collapse with many shortages. And we already saw what the climate and environmental issues could be that are causing crop destructions, and many food processing plants have been destroyed by fires and explosions and floods and what have you. So there's already a food shortage making its way through the economy. Many shortages of other essentials could also develop, and this could lead to civil disturbances, including many of the migrants that have come across the southern border turning into sleeper cells activated that could contribute to these civil disturbances. There have been many weapons purchased by non-law enforcement agencies like the IRS and the Department of Justice and so forth that are in the billions of rounds of ammunition and so on, and many, many weapons that we wonder what they're going to be doing with those in our nation. So there's that concern. But we also want to see the fall of the cabal, and there's much talk about that, about them being on their last legs, and that some white hat people are trying to remove them. Others don't believe that that's happening. That may be a false story projected by the cabal. So we just have to see, but we need to be aware and work together to try to bring a resolution to all these issues that the powers that be have brought to us, and bring us to submission under their desired technological tyranny. We want that stopped, and we need to be attentive to that this summer and this year before the next few years bring us great harm. So we want to resolve that and have a much better future for all of us. Today's program is presented by Northern Edge Superior Organic Flax Seed. It's a great brain food, high in omega-3 oil and antioxidants, great protein and fiber. It's the lowest flax in toxic metals like cadmium and lead, and the highest in oil and alpha-linolenic acid. You can find that at reallywell.com and flaxfood.com, our site specifically for the flax seed. And check it out. We also have the detox pack with flax, clay, and vitamin O liquid oxygen. The resistance assistance pack for the immune system, with Laurea Clear, a chaparral extract, Laurea tridentata, a very powerful herb, and vitamin O as well. And then Delicious Greens 8000 Superfood Mix, and organic turmeric and molecular silver or other items at reallywell.com. At yeswise.com, you'll find our holistic learning modules and consultations and seminars, and the Yes Wise archives for this program. Thank you for listening. Have a great day and be really well.